Tfilah. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Shom Binyamin Soyer Roidim. Is Al Tikri Roidim El Rad Yam. Mitzvah Raid Yam. He was the first one to go down to the Yamsuf. Vaho Yeshara Yehuda Roidmimoysam. And the heads of Yehuda were like stoning him, like, how come you was there to go down first? Shenema Sarva Yehuda Ragmosam. Lefikach, therefore, Zocha Binyamin Atzadik Venase Ushpizichna Nagvura. He was Zocha to be, his chelik in Eretz Yisrael was mamish where the base Kodesh HaKadoshim was. Bani B'chalka, Rashi says, the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the base Amigdash was built in the chelik of Binyamin. He was Zocha because he was the first one to shave to go down into the Yamsuf. They were like Makana Shem Shemayim. That's what this man the Yom holds. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ubein Seif of Shachim. Oh my Lord, Reb Yudah, Yudah says no. Loika choye maisa. That's not the way it happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. Elo zeroy ma'ani eini yoyretchilo. Forget the Shvatim were afraid to go into the Yamsuf. Each Shevet was saying, I am not going to go down first. The zeroy mer ein ani yoyretchilo. I won't go down first layom. So what happened? Kofatz Nachshon ben Aminodov. Nachshon ben Aminodov from Shevet Yudah, he was the one that jumped into the Yamsuf first. The yoyret layom tchilo. Shenema, the pasuk says,
Sivavuni b'chachas Ephraim uvemirma b'es Yisrael v'Yehuda oid rod im kale. So there was Ephraim went around with falseness of uvemirma b'es Yisrael, but Yehuda, they are the ones oid rod im kale. So Rashi learns it means yorad v'yom al shebotech v'kodesh baruch hu. Yehuda is the one that had to be talking in HaKodesh baruch when they went down to the yam. And then the Gemara says that the olav mafurish bekabbalah, and upon this is mafurish and tilim that it says hoishiyei ni elokim kivol mayim ad nofesh. And then it says that tovati bivein mitzula v'yein maimud. Then the pasuk says altish altish tefeini shiboiles mayim v'yaltivlu eini mitzula. In other words, save us from the water. The water should not destroy us. We should not sink in deep in the water. All right, turn over. So Mar says, that voice is sure. At that time, Moshe was davening, and he was marach. He was davening a long time in his tefillah that Hashem should save Klal Yisrael from the Kriyas Yamsuf. So Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yedidai Tovim B'yam, like Klal Yisrael is wandering around in the Yam now, they're about to drown in the Yam. V'yat Tamarach B'tfilo, and now is not the time to daven long, L'Lafona in front of me. But rather, Omar L'Lafona, so Omar L'Lafona Rabbeinu Shalom, Omar B'yodi L'Asayt. So Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so what should I do? Adarav, tell me what I should do. Is Omar L'Asayt, he said to him, Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'yiso, tell the Bnei Yisrael, go and travel, go into the Yamsuf. V'ato horem esmatcho, you pick up your stick, your staff, v'neteyas yotcho, spread out your hand. So, and that's what happened, and Achshav ben Aminodav, he was the first one to jump into the Yamsuf. Lefikach, therefore, zocha Yehuda, lasas memshala b'Yisrael. Yehuda, they were the ones to be zocha, to be the rulers of Klal Yisrael. Shenema, the pasuk says, hoysa Yehuda l'kodishoy, Yisrael mamshal oysof. That Yehuda, Hoyse Yehuda Kodesh, he was the one that was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. How was he Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? By the fact that Nachshon ben Aminodav, from Shevet Yehuda, he was the first one to jump into the Yamsuf. So, Ma Tam, Hoyse Yehuda Kodesh, V'Yisrael Mam Shaloshov, why is Tak Yehuda going to be Zeichet to be the Mam Shaloshov, the rulers? Mishum Dahayom Ro Vayonis, because by them the Yamsuan ran away because of the Kriyas Yamsuf. Rashi Shromam Shleisov to Yehuda Shneskat Sholim Shobem. So the advice says Yehuda the Ma'is now will go on the way. Rabbi Yehuda learns Pshat that it wasn't Binyamin that went down to the Yam first, but rather it was from Shevet Yehuda Nachshon Ben Aminodav. He was the first one to go down to the Yamsuf. So that's called he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barab. Tani will learn like this. Tanya Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer. Yevshe loyma Levi lamata shekvanem lamalo. You can't say what that Shevet Levi was lamata by Hadiz by Hag Rizim and Arevel. You can't say that the whole Shevet Levi was on the bottom. Shekhvanem Alamalek, was it says, no, that Shevet Levi was above, was on top of the mountain. V'yesh Shalom Alamalekin, say that the whole Shevet Levi was on top of the mountain. Shekhvanem Alamata, because it also says they were Alamata. How could that be? Hoketzad, how could that come out? Ziknei Kuna Leviyah Alamata. The oldest of the Kuna and Leviyah, they taker on the bottom, in between the two mountains. But V'yeshah, the rest of Shevet Levi, they were Alamala. They were taker on top on the har. We have Yashu Aimer, Kolaroyu Lisharis Lamata. Any Levi that was fit to do Sharis, do the Avodah, he was Lamata. Shrashi Lose Sisar, whoever was fit to carry the Urim, Dainu Ben Shleshim Yad Ben Chamishim, somebody from 30 to 50. They went Lamata. Is Bahasha, the rest of Shevet Levi, they were Lamala. Rebbe Yoimeno, Elevi Yelu Lamata, Enoimdin. Both of them were on the bottom. Rashi says, Elu v'elu, Yisrael and Leviim lamata are you. Could the Sibbe say for Yeshua that both Yisrael and Leviim were lamata? But rather what happened was, Hovchu p'neim kapi hagrizim. They just turned their faces towards hagrizim. Uposu b'brocha, and they started with brocha. Then kapi harevu, they turned their faces towards harevu, uposu b'klola. Yeah. Tidashin z'may al the samach. Doesn't mean al hagrizim on top of it. Just means next by it. He holds everybody was Lamata on the bottom. Just means they were nearby to Hagrizim and Harevo. Rashi says, Al Besamach, Shoyemoshev Shnei Bezichnat Vaiti. Kiritain, like we learned, the Pasuk says, V'nosat ala marechet levoina, Zaka. Yishput on top of the marocha, levoina Zaka. Rebbe Yoima Al Besamach. It doesn't mean you put the levoina mamish on top of the marocha, but it means on the side of it, near it. Atoima al besamach, telling me al means nearby it. Oyeinu el al mamish. Maybe it means mamish, you really have to put the levoina on top of the marocha. Ki yeshuaim, when the pasuk says vasakois as al oron, have the oimer al besamach. When it says vasakois al oron here, al oron as a preches, al oron doesn't mean mamish directly, but it means next to it. Rashi vasakois al oron. A kochach lav al mamish. Tai mechit seve preches. The pareches was only a mechitza, it wasn't a schach. It says here that the pareches was the sakoses el oren. The pareches was used to cover on top of the oren, and it's not true. The pareches did not cover the top of the oren. The pareches was just a curtain, like a mechitza in front of it. So you see, a lashon of al means next to it, does not mean on top of it. So that's here also, this man the amholz, the hagrizim and harevu, it says they went al, hagrizim, it doesn't mean they went on top. Rather just means they went on the, they were next by, nearby. Then it says, the Mishnah says, Hofchu Pneim Kapi Agrizim Apostle Mabrocha. Tona Rabboni, Biderech, Biborach, Borach Beklau, Borach Beprat. There was a Borach Alsa Klau, including everything, and there was a Brocha Beterasa Klau, Beterasa Prat, Muslim say, Rashi says, Borach Labra Prat, Kola Brochas Raklolas Nemru Bagrizim Arevo, the Klau of a Prat. Baruch Hashem Yochem Zivri Atayra Azoyis Ora Shelo Yochem. Alright, that's a cloud. Chalach Hazach Zaprat Baruch V'Yora Baruch Hashem Layase Pesem Aseicha Ora Hashem Yase. There's a word on the cloud, you saw the word on the prat, each one separately. So the brachas were clawlistic and protestic. Yeah, Ora V'Klal V'Yora V'Prat Lilmoy D'Lalamed Lishma V'Lasis. Every one of these things were inyan to learn, to teach, to watch, and to do. Rashi says, Kola mitzvahs kulon, tunois arbo elo. All the tariyak mitzvahs need these four inyonim. V'limadatim oisam, u'shmaratim lasoisam, u'chsev v'limadatim oisam z'vnechem. Harekan arbo mitzvahs, l'chol mitzvah. There are four parts to every single mitzvah. V'yal arbosam nimtzu oru u'boruch, b'chlal v'prat. And all these four parts to every mitzvah, there was a brach and a klola. Baruch Hashem Yilmudu, Aruch Hashem Yilmudu. There's a brach if you learn, a curse if you don't learn. Kach Luma, the same thing to teach others. V'chein Lishma, to watch the mitzvahs. Pasha, to watch it means to do it behidu, do it the right way. V'chein Lasas means Pasha, to do the mitzvahs. Because in every single mitzvah, there are four chalokim, four parts of the mitzvah. There's an Indian to learn the halachas about the mitzvah, to teach the halachas about the mitzvah, to watch the mitzvah, and to do the mitzvah. Lilmud, V'lamed, Lishma, V'lasas. Harei Abu, Yarei Abu, Abu v'Abu, Harei Shemayna. There were like four brachas and four klolas. Or, of course, four alsa klal and four alsa prat. So, Arba, Arba, v'Arba, Harei Shemayna. Shemayna Shemayna Reshish Esrei. The same thing by the Klolos also. There was like, you know, four for the Prat and four for the Klal. So together you have 16. Comes out there were 16 things b'mekabli by Grizim and Arevim. V'chein v'sinai, same thing by Sinai. V'chein v'arvois Moed, same thing by Arvois Moed also the same way. Shenema Eila Divrei Abris Asher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. V'chsev v'shmatim as Divrei Abris Azois. Nimtza Memches Brises Hakol Mitzvah Mitzvah. The Mamish 48 Brises were given in every single Mitzvah. He had 16 here, and Chaim v'Sinai, and same v'Arvois Moed. So that's 3 times the 16 is how much? Memches, that's 48. All right, let's stop here. Fine. You're holding the Flamed Zainam Abayz. Just last Gemara again, and the Flamed Zainam Adalef was the Atan Rabbonin. It says, Boruch Bichlal, Boruch Befrat, and Orur Bichlal, and Orur Befrat. That by the Hagrizim Narevu, when he gave the Baruch and the Orur, so there was two. There was a Boruch on Klal for the whole Klal, a general one, and there was a Prat for each one separately. The same thing, the curse. One curse was for the whole Klal you saw together, and one was for each one separately. And then Lilmoid Ulalameid Lishma Blasis. And every single mitzvah has four parts to the mitzvah. There's the Lilmoid to learn the halachas about it, Lulameid to teach others, Lishma to watch to do it, Bhidr, Vlasis and to do the mitzvah.